Hey, this show, this is a warning. This show could bore you to death. So I'm giving you a chance to, swipe out of here if you want to. But if you do stay, you're going to need to crank up your volume because this is, the audio, it just stinks. But so crank up your volume if you're going to stay to one of my worst shows ever. But if you decide to go, here's your chance. Bail while you can. Good morning and welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, and stay a while. Because I'm really glad you're here. We are on the road again, or should I say, in the sky on my magic carpet. Why don't you come aboard and take a ride? Hey, we are doing a little bit of traveling here on Mornings with Ken. Yes, I had to get on my magic carpet. I got a doctor's appointment today. That's right, I got a doctor's appointment today, and so you're coming with me because I'm a little afraid, you know, a little afraid because I don't want to go to the doctor all by myself. I need someone to hold my hand. I wonder if they'll give me a sucker after my doctor's appointment, you know, or a sticker or something. But no, hey, I need you to go with me because I'm having this this minor procedure done. And I said a minor procedure, so no need to fear. You know what, they're taking this needle thingy. Now I don't know if it's a needle or a drill. I don't know, and I'm all confused, but they got to take this thing and they have to go into my hip bone. You know, your hip bone connected to your leg bone. Leg bone's connected to your foot bone. I don't know. But anyway, they got to take this needle thingy and drill into my hip and get to the marrow and suck out some yucky looking blood juice and some meat. They said they got a little bit of meat from the bone. Bone marrow or something. I don't know. But anyway, no need to fear. But you guys have to come with me and hold my hand because, you know, I need someone to baby me, you know, right? They said I could drive once the procedure's done. I hope that's true. Because I can't have you drive my magic carpet. But hey, I am having this procedure done, and you know, our bodies get old and our bodies start to do strange things, you know, like, you know, I remember when you were a kid, I was a kid, I was pretty healthy, and you thought you were going to be healthy forever. You know, you'd jump off of buildings that was me. Jump out of windows, jump off of roofs, do all kinds of crazy things when you're a kid, because you don't know no better. You're darn right stupid, you know. You're arrogant. You're a little crazy, And you don't know. You're thinking, oh, hey, it won't hurt if I jump out this two-story window out on this mattress on the ground. Or, it won't hurt. We'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. Well, then your body catches up with you and it says, hey, you're not so fine. But anyway, they want to go inside my hip with this needle drilly thingy and see what's going on. And hey, I need you to hold my hand. Now, I'm arriving in the parking lot right now. See if the gate will go up. So I'm going to have to let you go. But don't worry. I mean, you come with me, but we'll talk about it on the other side of the radio, okay? So don't go nowhere. I don't want to be all by myself. So, hey, I'll be right back. You guys want to go in with me to the office while they're doing the little procedure on my hip? You want to go with me? Yeah. Come on back with me. I don't think they'll care. Hold on, and then I'll check in with the nurse, and then you guys come back there with me, okay? All right? Let's do this.
Yeah, you got some. know, they make a drill, but I absolutely hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But sometimes they're like... It doesn't give good samples. Yeah. It scares me.
Oh, is that my stupid phone?
That's my stupid phone for my poor old 18-year-old doggy puppy going out for a little walk. Buddies. Towards you a little bit. Your knees okay there? You want anything between your knees or you?
No, that's comfortable.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, that's not my hip.
I know, where is it? They always say hip. I'm trying to tip around. Yeah. Sorry, I'll probably give you a bruise by the time I figure out where I want to go. I didn't leave myself a mark. Just my fingernail right there. It's weird, I don't feel any, I don't do it with my right hand. I can't get the feel. Isn't that strange, even though I'm right-handed?
Can I call for something?
All right, that's my spot. Here comes my fingernail through a glove. I have two spots now. So I'll give you lots of numbing since I fingernailed you there.
Right. I heard a rumor that you could be retired.
Yeah, I got about 16 months.
But Kirsten does that might be my
yes. Yep. We got one waiting in the wings. Matter of fact, she's doing the next one.
Okay. Wait, one of you ladies here?
That would be me. Yep.
Okay.
She was not with us when you were here before.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I did it.
Girl boys?
Yeah, that's amazing. Where are they? Down? Yeah, they're in that purple.
What you looking for?
Oh, I put my gloves to her.
Oh, good job.
I put sixes? Oh, yeah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
They forced you on us, huh? Sorry.
I can tell you that you've been to the real
life. Yeah, I did. I don't know if they'll have you found it.
Those are me too.
I know. I'm like one small and one big. I thought I took them both out of the
same box.
Yes.
Plus.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm just getting everything set up here.
I make you feel guilty for retirement.
Nope.
We need all the experience.
Kirsten's got it. She's got you. She's got you covered. And maybe you won't need any more. Wouldn't that even be better?
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's just extra then.
I know. We don't need them.
I don't. Well, we do if we have bad jaws. Yeah.
Just anticipating. There's not a lot of help for me mentally, Ken, so whatever. You got the short stick today. You got me. Short straw. Okay, cold cleaner.
Can I have a sucker?
Yeah.
Right there. pressure?
No pressure.
Okay. Okay. No pressure. Tell me if it changes to sharp. That hurt?
No pressure.
Okay. That didn't hurt?
No pressure. No pressure. I feel like I should go get a massage after the
birthday. Yeah.
Oh, well, that kind of hurt.
Okay, good, because I'm not good, but I think I slipped there. All right, let's try this. He's got such a narrow crest. Okay?
Yep.
Just roll a little bit more towards Suzette because I think when I angle down is when I slip. There you go. Yep, perfect. Okay?
Doing good.
You want me to fix that
phone? No, actually, it's good.
You sure?
Yep.
No, we're trying to get in.
Oh, okay.
sorry. That's your mirror coming out now. Oh. Ornery little shyster that it is.
What color is it?
It's yellow. It's gray, my friend.
Oh. I was just curious.
We'll show you.
No, that's okay. I think it
was. I always thought it was yellow. Okay, that's one. I gotta do another one just like that. Much better when I really turned down. I was afraid to turn my angle that far. You're hanging in there?
Yeah.
It probably is, but that's okay if you keep, or give it to Caesar somebody to keep reaching it. Need about two more seconds here and then that painfulness will stop.
Do you mind other syringes when we're in there?
Where's it? Oh yeah, that's doing it. No, that's my numbing. Buddy, made it.
Okay, quick recap. I obviously made it through, and I'm sorry about the sound quality. But anyway, bone marrow biopsy. Is it painful? Not really. They numb you pretty good. That's what the doctor referred to as that burning sensation. They numb you, but it does burn inside your hip or your bone. It burns right there. The first couple burns didn't really feel too much. The last burn, it was awful. It was a pretty bad burn. Needle didn't bother me. Your bones may, well, an air, it creates an air suction and it pops, which actually felt good. But, hey, you guys went with me back there. I'm sorry it probably bored you to tears, but hey, when I started this show, it was all about me and my daily life. And I'm glad you were there at least to hold my hand. So she did the biopsy. She took out some blood and the bone marrow. Is it marrow or marrow? Anyway, and I told her I didn't want to see it, but she showed me anyway, little tiny pieces of the bone, like scrapings. But hey, so there you have it. If you ever have it, don't be too afraid. My hip just hurt worse the second day, really. And I can tolerate pain, but yeah, they do push that needle right through your bone. And hey, you heard her say I had a nice butt, right? But anyway, so there you have it. You went on a journey with me to the doctor. And hey, I'm sure it's all going to turn out fine. So thanks for sitting through one of my worst shows ever. But that's what you get with Mornings with Ken.
Prescription is gonna lead us to a brighter day.